Okay, so Simon Kuf Samaches again. We finished last week Siv Zion about Pasa Baba Kisman, and we saw that there were three shitos in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like all three shitos. What is Pasa Baba Kisman? So the first shita was that it's similar to a pie. It's dough memula beperos. Think of an apple pie. It's the easiest way of remembering that shita. The second shita was where you take the dough at the time that you're kneading and mixing the dough, you actually at that point mix in dvash or shemen or chalav or other things like that. And there we saw there was a machlokas between Mechaber and the Ramah. And we paskin, we the Ashkenazim paskin like the Ramah, that the amount of mixture of non-mayim liquid that you need to be mixed in with the dough has to be nikur. And the assumption is that means at least the rolls, at least 50% has to be of this other mixture. No, that was the Mechaber. The Mechaber, and this was the Machlokas, this is the Rambam Shita, that you're mixing in something in the Issa. The Mechaber said you just have the Tam, even if it's 10%. If it's 30%, sometimes you feel the Tam. And the Ramah said no, and if you remember, the Ramah's Lashon was, Elohim ken yesh b'hem harbe tavlim, o dvash, ke mine mesika shekarin lekach. Okay, like very sweet type of cake. So it has to have, the assumption is at least 50%, again, of the liquid component has to be non-mayim. All right? The third shita was that it's something you munch on, like breadsticks or the flatbreads that we're very familiar with. What's the common denominator, really, in all three of these shitas? Is there a common denominator? What would you say? We talked about a little bit last week.
Does it satisfy you with a meal?
Well, it depends how much I eat.
Well, okay, that was the other.
So why are these three shitas all fall under the rubric of Pasabar Bekisman?
Pas was added,
but what are these? How do these additives sort of degrade the pas component? Because of the way they're eaten. They're not eaten for L'reyavon, but they're eaten l'kinuach, l'mesika. They're eaten for dessert, usually. This is not something you sit down and have as your primary component of the meal. And the third shita, you know, is not quite the same. It's not l'kinuach or l'mesika, but it's something that your kosas in is the lashon of the shita. What's the point of munching? You munch on them, and therefore what? Again, that degrades the pas component. Again, what is pas? We said it over and over again. It's lechem, levav, enosh, yisod. It's seuda. It's something that is soed, that satiates you. When you munch on breadsticks, okay, that's not consuming pas for the purposes of seuda of reyavon. So that's the common denominator. So it's not really, if we want to use the brisket terminology, what was trying to say right now, it's not really nechefza. Yeah, these three shitas, they're like Alvi said, they're pas with some ingredients. But the ingredients, the reason that we treat it unlike pas gamur, is that because of these ingredients, we consume it differently. Either we consume it l'kinuach or l'masika, like for dessert, right? Or we kosinosan, we munch on them. So in that sense, they are different than pas gamur. Okay? Now, what's the din again with pas baba kisman? So I make a bari mina mizonos on all of these things. On all of these things, I would make a bari mina mizonos. The breadsticks, I just munch on them, I make a bari mina mizonos. On the apple pie, I make a bari mina mizonos. And the in-between case, you know, any kind of a... we didn't, you know, I don't want to get stuck with... it's always slipped my mind. What they serve the sandwiches on in... Croissants. I always forget. Croissants also, though, probably is the second case, because it is Blila Ova, but you mix in a lot of margarine and a lot of other ingredients. So I make a Borimin in a zone of Lachor and all three of these things. However, if you Kovei a Suda on them, then Tilas Yadayim, Birkas Hamotzi, Gimel Brachos, Birkas Hamazon. And again, what changes if I'm Kovei a Suda? That's exactly what's changing. We said that the ingredients here make this into the type of pas that's normally not consumed with Reyavon. But if I'm Kovei a Suda on it, then I'm demonstrating, though, that despite the ingredients, I am raising this to the level of Suda, that I am consuming this L'Reyavon. And again, if you're on a hike someplace, and in your backpack you've got six, you know, packages of breadsticks, and you sit down and this is going to be your meal, you're Kovei a Suda on it. Okay? You're demonstrating that you are Kovei a Suda.
Again, if you have your breakfast,
right, so is that a meal? Is that a meal? And is this something that we also said that the definition of Kriya Suda requires an entire shiur by itself? And in Sivav, the Mechaber does address that a little bit. We didn't go into it in depth. The one thing we did say is the way we paskin, it's a machlokas, but we paskin that Kriya Suda is determined not by what I do. Okay, this is I eat very little. My meal is a piece of apple pie and coffee, and that's all I eat for lunch or for dinner. Okay, batla dato eats a rov b'nei adam. We go by what the majority of people. And again, if you're an elderly person, you're a teenager, you know, all of these things have to be determined. You know, a teenager sits down and he eats up an entire whole pie. You know, an elderly person may eat differently. But it's batla dato eats a rov b'nei adam. That's the main part of the shita of Kriya Suda that's important for us to remember. So it's not really dependent on what I might be having for that meal necessarily. If you live in a society where everybody eats this as a meal, that's a different story. Okay? But let's take an example, Taka. Michael Sultek, and that's the Mitzvah what we're going to discuss tonight. Probably the most famous Pasa Baba Kisnan, with the greatest discussion about brachos, is pizza. So some of us are a little bit older. We remember when kosher pizza, I don't think they had kosher pizza, even though you'd be surprised they had something similar, but they didn't have kosher pizza, Italian-type pizza, I guess prior to the early 1960s, the late 50s, right? So, first of all, the ingredients of pizza and the method, the process, the way it's processed, and we didn't say that tonight, the assumption here is everything is processed in a tanur. There's a fear, okay? Because with all other things being equal, that's what you need for pas. You need tanur, you need a fear. All of these things go into tanur. So what is pas? Which category of possible bekistin would you put it in? So I think we even mentioned last week, we put it in the first category. It's like the apple pie. It's not like the second category where you're mixing it in with the isa. Because here you have the isa, I mean, it's raw isa. We all see that in the pizza shop. It's raw dough, hasn't been baked. But you do pile on, you know, the cheese and the tomato sauce and everything else that does go on to pizza. So just because it's not bekisnin, you know, some Rishonim say it's bekisin, like in pockets. So very technically, pizza is not a pocket, but that's not relevant. Okay, really, it's the same idea as an apple pie, as a pie. Right. Let's assume a pie that's not made with the what do you call that? The pie crust. Because that it does require a little bit of a discussion. The pie crust may be a little bit different. So pizza is possible b'kisnin. It's the first sheet of pasa bar b'kisnin. So based on what we learned, what bracha would you make? Make a barimin and mizonos. Kava olav suda. If you eat the right quantity, then of course you make a motzi. What is the right quantity? So this is the famous psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I guess it was in the late 60s when pizza first, you know, came out, I guess a few years after it first came out. So the famous pizza psak was that if you eat less than two slices, you only make a bari mina mizonos. If you eat two slices or more, that's considered kfiya suda, and then you make a hamotzi. That was the pizza psak. And that seems to fall in very well with what we've learned up until now. Correct?
If you ate one slice, but that was your suda.
So again, if you're in the 1960s, lechora, the way we're learning right now, you ate one slice, that was not considered, and again, you cried, well, that's all that I had for lunch, so it'd be like Michael's question. You have an apple pie and coffee for breakfast. What do most people do? So in the 1960s, I have a feeling you don't remember that time, people really didn't sit down and have that for a meal. And that's what, let me emphasize, because again, we take it for granted, people rarely ate pizza as a meal. You know, you didn't have the situation where, you know, you brought home a pie for supper and you put it on the table and this is what you had for supper. That didn't happen in the early days. I can relate to you. I remember the very first slice of pizza I ever had was in Crown Heights. We went to a basketball game with Tzoy Shabbos. And what was the name? Nisk by Wingate.
Yeah.
And what was the name of it?
Shopsies
and Naftalis. We had to wait online. There was this little hole in the wall. It was the pizza shop. And we, on Ostrand Avenue, right?
No? Empire and Kingston.
Okay.
No, there wasn't another one.
But we took a whole pie onto the subway. And on the subway, on the way home, we had our pie. And I remember, of course, burning the roof of my mouth because we didn't know how to eat pizza in those days and it was very hot. But so we ate on the subway going home. Is that kfiya suda? That's a typical, you're eating it as a on the go. It's a snack, right? It's a delicacy of some kind. Now, a lot of that changed, I guess, already by the 70s, right? By the 70s, pizza was eaten differently. Now, would that make a difference? How was pizza eaten differently? So we all know. Your mother comes home, whoever it is, puts a whole pie on the table, and this is supper. And you have two slices, you have three slices, you have one slice. This is supper. So does that make it any different than the halacha that we just learned? So again, what did we say was really the common denominator in Pasa Baba Kisten? It was the way it was eaten. It was eaten lekinuach. Lemesika, kosas in munching. How are we eating pizza? How do we eat pizza much of the time now? We don't eat it lekinuach. We don't eat lemesika. We eat it lechora lereyavon. So if you turn to the last sif in this siman kuf samaches, it's page 140. Sif yud zayin. So again, Kuf Samaches Yud Zayin, the Machaber has the following din. Pashtita Hane'efe Batanur. Now, you know, in modern Hebrew they use the word pashtita. You ever go into a restaurant and order pashtita? Pashtita is used for quiche, right? What's a quiche? A quiche is like a meat pie or a cheese pie. It's, as we'll read weiter in the Mechaber, it's dough with other ingredients in it. Okay? So the Mechaber says, again, Pashtita Hanefe Batanur. First of all, we see right away two things. The assumption is Pashtita is Blila Ova. It's a dough, number one. Number two, how is it processed? Batanur. But however, it's not baked, it's not nefeh alone. If it be nefeh alone, there'd be no reason for halacha here. It's bread, pas gamur. But here it's nefeh batanur, bivasar. It's a meat pie. Okay? A meat pie. Obedagim. Okay, this I don't think we come across that often, but obviously they did. They would have fish filled in to it. Obigvina. Now this already is very close, I guess, except for the tomato sauce, this is almost pizza.
So,
you see, now blintzes, what's the dough on blintzes?
No idea.
Right, so you know,
That's a
crepe, which is more of a batter.
Starts with a batter.
Okay, so it's a different question than this.
Right.
So, obigvina, mevarich olav hamotzi, obirkas hamazon. So the Mechaber, you know, in Siv Zion and in Siv Vav, the Mechaber gave us lengthy exposition of the dinim of Pasa and the definition of Pasa Bar B'Kisdan, correct? Here in Siv Yud Zion, what change? He gives us Pashtita,
probably,
which the Chorus should be Pasa Bar B'Kisdan, and he says it with Pashtus, nobody argues, Hamotzi and Birkas Hamazon.
It's probably because this is a meal.
Seems to be, this is a meal. Now, why is this a meal? Before, we're going to look in the Mishnah Brura and the Bir Halacha at length, but without looking in there, why is this a meal? Why is this a meal? What makes this a meal? The pashtus. Right. The ingredient for the mechaber, that's the difference here. And Siv Zion never talked about basar, dogim, or gvina. He talked about peiros, he talked about tavlin, about dvash, about shemen, about cholov. But here, I mean, what's a normal meal? Really, what this is, I mean, they didn't have, I don't know when, right, I don't know when the American sandwich, is that an American invention? I don't know.
English.
But is it English? But this is really a type of a sandwich, where instead of having a plate with the basar and having the bread in your hand, here you put everything together as a, we call it a meat pie or whatever, pashtita. So you mean to tell me if I would have a piece of bread in my hand and a piece of meat or a piece of fish in my plate and I'm going to eat, of course I'd make it's a mozi, right? So here, because I put it all together, somehow it should change? It's the oven. This is a meal. But it's packaged differently. So let's see.
Didn't
yeah?
he say the same thing in Sif Zion, though?
What did he say?
I said the same thing where he said,
so what did he say there? So we said by Pasa Bar B'Kisdan, the normal way of eating it, of the kinuach, the masika, or kosasin, could be changed. How could it be changed? Through quantity. Through quantity. He's talking about quantity there. If you're going to be koveya suda, so again, it's an unusual circumstance. Normally, pasabah b'kisnin is not eaten l'suda, l'rei avon. Normally, it's not. But if you eat if you eat the right quantity, then that translates into rei avon. It translates into rei avon. What's different here is the normative case. The normative case by Pasa Bar B'Kisdan is what? L'kinuach, right? L'masika. What's the normative case by Pashtita, which is Mamula, B'Basar, B'Dagan, B'Gvina? What's the normative case? L'Reyavon. Normally, people don't eat this for dessert. And in fact, so I'll ask you, what if there's some kind of a concoction here where you'll eat it as a dessert? What bracha would you make? On Pashtita. So they serve it, they make little, I don't know, can you think of something that we have today for desserts? What do they call it? Not crepes. I think of the hot dogs and the blankets, but I know the dough there also might be different, no? Or maybe not. What about the dough on the what do they call those, the blankets? What do they call that? The Franks and blankets, right. But I don't, is that a pie crust type of thing, or maybe it could be a blila. It's a blila ova. But you know what they give out, like sometimes at the beginning, like hors d'oeuvres. So if you can think of something like hors d'oeuvres at the end of the meal, or even at the beginning of a meal, or at a smorgasbord. What is biscotti? That's a cookie,
like.
But doesn't have a filling. But it's on the, and they serve that like for dessert? Oh, it's an appetizer. Okay. Okay. Or the hot dogs in the blankets. If we assume that the blankets would also be a regular dough. So that's not eaten l'reyavon, right? So even what the Mechaber is saying here in Sif Yud Zayin by Pashtita may not be absolute. Even this could be changed. You know, it's Pashtita, he's giving you the normative din. So a Pasa Bar B'Kisdan, the normative din is Barimina Mizonos. Why? Because it's eaten Likinuach in a normative sense. Pashtita, the normative case is what? l'reyavon. So he gives you the l'reyavon din of hamotzi. But that doesn't mean it's absolute. If pashtita would be eaten like pasavah b'kisnin, then maybe the bracha would change also. But the chiddush here is, now, if we say pizza falls in line with pashtita, so today, this psak of requiring the quantity to change the bracha is no longer needed. If I sit down and eat pizza, pashtita, l'reyavon, then even if I eat less than kriya suda, even if I have one slice, okay, that's l'reyavon. And just like on lechem gomor, I don't want to go that far, you know, on lechem gomor, even if you eat a mashahu, you have to make a hamotzi, okay? There are some shittas in Rishonim that say you have to eat more than that, but we don't pass like that. Even on a mashahu, you have to make a hamotzi. But so here also, even on less than two slices, if this is what you're sitting down, this is your meal, okay, then you have to make a hamotzi. Now, there still could be cases today where on pizza you wouldn't. You know, sometimes in a restaurant, they will serve, like also for the appetizer, to bring out small slices of pizza, put in the middle of the table, and everyone takes a little piece of that. Okay? I would say that if you hadn't washed it, you probably don't make a mozi on that. Because that already is not eaten l'reyavon. So it depends really how it's eaten. But our normative case of bringing home a pie, putting it down on the table for supper, that's a hamotzi, even if eating one slice. That seems to be clear. All right? Let's see what the Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Halacha have to say on this.
What if we say that normally people eat two slices for a meal? One slice is kind of, even today's time, it's like in between meals, or you're not really so hungry.
So, you know, if the mitzvah is such, it would change the halacha. But again, I don't know, the people I'm around, I know I don't eat two slices anymore. I know, again, young guys, if you ever go into a pizza shop and TABC goes in for lunch, they're all ordering at least two slices. So that's an interesting hakira. You know, for them, one slice is not a meal. Okay, so I could hear that. But for a lot of people, one slice is a meal. For a lot of people. As you get older, you start watching your weight and all of that, one slice is a meal. All right. But again, the point is, you're eating it l'reyavon. Okay, and if you're eating it l'reyavon, the quantity is not as important anymore. Okay, the quantity, which is the din by pasavah b'kisnin, is only important if you're eating something that normally is eaten l'kinuach. It's normally eaten for dessert, whether it's breadsticks or it's apple pies. Okay, then already you need the quantity. We're not going to do it tonight. Maybe we'll get to it next week. Mezonos bread. See, mezonos bread will come into play a little bit more with your question there. Because mezonos bread, usually we don't eat, you know, the larger quantities either. Why is that really, you know, mezonos bread is a tarta de sarsway. Mezonos bread, we'll see that you really, in almost all instances, really have to make a motzi on mezonos bread. Well, let's focus on pashtita here. So Mishnah Brura, Simon Katan Tzadik Aleph. Tzadik Gimel. On Tzadik Gimel. Okay, so the Mechaber had said that Pashtita is Nefer Betanur. And by the way, in modern Hebrew, again, Pashtita is a quiche. So what is a quiche? A quiche is very similar to an apple pie, except for the filling is different. I think many times vegetables are put in there. In the dough, you mean?
Yeah.
In the dough.
Yeah.
Now, I don't.
In the dough, or in the filling.
Not in the filling.
In the filling.
Oh, in the filling.
Yeah.
Right. Should it make any difference what the dough is made with? In the pizza, let's say. Does it make any difference what the dough itself is made with?
Yeah, that would be the number two.
No, but so he would have both. If you, let's say, like I happen to tell you something, a lot, there are pizza. Not ready for it yet. We have to learn a little bit more of the halachas. Some of the Haredi communities, they tell the pizza shops to add milk when they're making the dough for the pizza. So you really end up having pasavah b'kisnin for two reasons. First of all, the dough is nilosh b'cholov, number one, and then it goes into the tanur with the pizza ingredients. Okay, so it's pasavah b'kisnin for two reasons. I'm not sure what they gain from that. I once tried to talk spoke to the owner there, and I suggested he's not gaining anything halachically. He thought they're gaining something to allow him to make a mezonos, and he said, you know, it cost me a lot more money to put milk in rather than water. So it's upsetting to hear that, in fact, I may not gain anything.
Even if he puts in milk into the dough, that becomes example number two in Siv Zion. But you still, if
it's a kovea, that's what I said to him. That's what I said to him, and that's why he was very upset. And why did he tell me to put milk in? Milk is more expensive than my my profit margins are narrowing because of that. For the Sfardim, based on the Mechaber, no, but it's possible the Kistin because of the pizza filling, according to everybody. If you kovea suda on egg matzah, you make a motzi. That's how he says you use egg matzah. We mentioned it last week. Egg matzah is possible bekisnan. It's possible bekisnan. You're talking, the Mechaber says that when you mix it with the dough, it doesn't have to, even if just the tam is nikar. I think it's easier to become possible because then.
Even a simple plain dough, as long as there's nothing in it, according to the Mechaber, will be possible.
Right. So according to the Mechaber, you have to put less milk in. You're right. Just have to need, I don't know, is milk tam nikar? I don't even think milk is tam nikar. I don't know. I don't know what, but again, you have the pizza ingredients make it possible bekisnin according to definition one. So I never understood what they gained there. Okay, Mishnah Brura, Tzadik Gimel. Hanefe betanur, v'hu hadin hanefe beilpes below mashka. And the same thing if you put it into like some kind of a pot, but without liquid. What's the Mishnah Brura adding?
It doesn't have to necessarily be tanur.
Right. So remember, this is a machlokas of Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the Yerushalmi on the definition of tanur. We went through that. Tanur, according to Rab Yochanan, could even be a pot where there's either no mashke or very limited amount of mashke. Okay, that also satisfies the cooking of a tanur, which again is basically through the heat as opposed to any medium of liquid or otherwise. And that's how we paskin, okay? So there are things like malawa, isn't that made in a malawa?
Fried.
Right, but what we said was very little shemen, right? Not necessarily, not deep fried.
Right, not deep fried, yeah.
Right, so you see, malawa, even though it's not in an oven, it still may qualify for halachic afia because it's very little mashka. But okay, so very very little shemen. Shemen is basically there, so nothing burns. Okay, next is Mavarach of Hamotzi, and here the Mishnah Brura hits the key thing. Hainu afilu b'delo kava alaihu. What's the Mishnah Brura telling us? Am pashtita you make a motzi, and the Mishnah Brura is telling us what's the chiddush here in the Mechaber. Even if you're not kaveya suda, in other words, unlike what? Unlike pasa bar bekisnin. That's what the Mishnah Brura is emphasizing here. We should notice in the Mechaber, pashtita is different than all the pasa bar bekisnin situations. Even without being kaveya suda, you have to make the hamotzi. Okay? I'm sorry, what was your first name again? Yitzi. So you see, even without being kaveya suda, you'd have to make. And even if you could argue, most people eat the two slices, but still, if it's eaten l'reyavon, even less than the kaveya suda shear of two slices. Volodami lepasa bar bekisnin. Okay? And here, do you have the parentheses in yours? The perusha pasa memula beperos uvesavlin. Do you have that?
Yeah,
I don't know who put the, why, you know, this is only one of the three definitions. I don't know if the Mishnah Brura means to, and, all right, maybe, you know, because the contrast, pashtita is most similar to which of the three definitions? The first definition, which is the pas hamamula beperos. So maybe that's why it's here. So the real contrast the Mishnah Brura is saying is, here, it's also pasa mamula bebasar, bedogin begvina, and it's not the same thing as siv zayin, which mamula beperos in tavlin. Because over there, by pasuva bekisan, the lom of arach alayhu hamotzi, but the low kava suuda alayhu. The shiny hasam, because it's different by pasuva bekisan, the ain asuyin ela likinuach suuda vilimisika. Masha ain came pashtita, shememula bebasar. So here, derech leachlam lirei avon uchedei lisboa. You see what the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes? See here, it's a big, big difference. This is eaten le'reyavon as opposed to le'kinuach. V'havi k'mo shar pas u'basar k'shochel k'achad. And he says, what's the difference if I have meat in the plate and I eat bread in my hand, or if I put the two together and wrap them up like some kind of a sandwich?
I might have come in while you mentioned it in the beginning, but is this something like hefta and the gabra business here? I mean, because here...
I wanted to say it.
Even if it's less than four suda,
you would make a motzi.
Make a motzi. So it's not what my intent is. It's already in place that I have to make a motzi. Whereas in the first example in Sitz Zion, we have to make that into a suda.
Right. So we wanted to say that it's really not in the hefta. The real difference. Okay, it's not so pashut, but what the Mishnah Berurah just said, the real difference is how it's eaten. Is it eaten le'reyavon, or is it eaten le'kinuach? And again, quite frankly, if you would eat this le'kinuach pashtita, the bracha would change as well. All right. So the big chiddush here is when you eat it le'reyavon, even if you're eating one slice. Okay, so it's not really the heftza; it really is on the gavra. How, in general, this is eaten. That's really the situation here. Now, this is the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see in the Ber Halacha, the Taz disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah, but I assume we pass in like the Mishnah Berurah. Even though I must tell you, all right, let's finish this, and I'll tell you what I saw in the Bracha book from Art Scroll. But, okay. No, yeah, I'll tell you. You want to say something? Okay. So, all right, so let's go weiter. Vedikar she'ein asuyim kim likinuach achar hasa'uda. See here, the Mishnah Berurah throws in also, what's the pasuva bekisnan, the pie, nikar, it's recognizable, she'ein asuyim kim likinuach achar hasa'uda. You know that this is how it's eaten. It's not eaten, l'l'reyavon. So dino mamash kepas shema orav beperos ubeshar mina mesiko, the einam of arach alayu brika samazim, but the lo kava alayu. It's just like the second definition of pasuva bekisnan. Okay, there's no difference. Here the Mishnah Berurah now makes a side point. Da the pas shenefa b'mei beitzim, da hainu mashikorim kichluch. Now I don't know if this is our kichluch. It's ayir is kichluch with a lot of ayir. Okay, but also what kind of dough? Our kichlim are very. Also, the flaky dough, no?
No.
No? So then it's not, so what he's talking about, you'll see, is not our that's what I thought. Our kichel are very light. Yeah, right. So this kichel must be different. Mistapik b'magen avroim imhu b'klal pasa b'bikisnen. What's the magen avroim suffix? So I looked it up. Okay, it's based on the Tosis and Beitza there. Okay. We talked here about what were the three fillings that the Mechaber mentioned by Pashtita? Basar, Dagim, and Gvina. And how are they different than Peros and Tavlin and Shemen and Dvash? This was L'Reyavon. What about Beitzim? That's what the Magen Avraham Safek is. Beitzim, maybe he says it's eaten L'Reyavon. So that's his Safek. And you'll see most people disagree with the Magen Avraham. You see, I don't know. I would think if you made, you made an egg as a... No. Where you made, they'll say, you like a poached egg. But poached egg is not on something else, just by itself. But you can make a poached egg on something else, right? Let's say you cook the egg together with the raw dough. I don't know, if you cracked an egg onto dough and you put it in the oven, like a pizza pie, what would happen? Okay.
Poached is in water.
What?
Poached.
You'd have
poached is in water.
poaches and water, I said, because there's nothing else. That's why I'm giving this example. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying, that eggs maybe have a din like pashtita, all right? But most everybody else disagrees, because the case is not what I just gave you. I guess they what they did with May Beitzim is they mixed the dough with the May Beitzim. So that's why everybody disagrees with the Magen Avraham. That's not the case that we have here. With
but
eating the Rei Avam.
If you put it, you stuff it into bread, just like meat.
Oh, so stuff, right.
Hard-boiled egg into meat or something like that. And, or even without hard-boiled, just put the egg in the middle.
Now, but why is that? That is not the case here.
So it's a protein with the
what,
bread.
What's the difference between that and the pashtita case?
To me, it's a protein with bread.
Say it louder.
It.
No, it's not made. The whole point here is, like pizza, is that the raw dough goes into the oven with the raw meat or the raw cheese.
That's what I'm saying, the same thing.
No, you're saying if you boil an egg separately. Oh, you're giving my case. I said that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're giving my case.
Instead of putting meat in there, you put an egg in there.
So that's what
protein with meat.
That's what I suggested. Okay, but that's not the Metzias.
Like a dumpling type. You know,
I hear you, but that's not the Metzias they're talking about. If you would have such a case, I would hear the Magen Avraham Suffolk, because maybe that is like L'Rei Yavon. Okay. Okay. So he finishes off that they all disagree. All right. Let's look in the Be'er Halacha, the third line from the top. And I mentioned last week, the Be'er Halacha is also written by the Chafetz Chaim, but it's where he goes into a further analysis of something that he may have written in the Mishnah Brura. So, Pashtita Hanefe B'Tanur. So, I am B'Mishnah Brura, Dafilu B'Dalo Kava, even if you're not Kaveya Suda, Sfiru Leila HaMechabed Mavarach Olav HaMotzi. Because that the Mishnah Brura added in, right? That even if you're not Kaveya Suda, that's how the Mishnah Brura understands the Mechaba here. You would make a motzi. Ube'emes, kein muchach b'riyaz v'zeh l'shon o'sham. Here he quotes another achron. V'chein pasubo b'kisnen, v'hu pas ha'asui b'dvash v'b'minei talum sh'olchem som k'ein minei mesika l'kinuach suda. Everything that we know already. Im koveya, then you make a motzi. V'im eino koveya, you make a mezonos. V'mori zikeini harav be'er. Shahamul Yusuf, Hanefos Betanur, Shahemileos Basar, Odogim, Ogvino, Omino Yerakos. See, Mulyosos is obviously like Pashtita, but he had the fourth example here. This is already the Kishi, right? If you have vegetables, Mavarak Aleim Hamotzi, Vechainire Be'enai Ikar. So he agrees with what the Mechaber said, the way the Mishnah Brura understood him. And now he explains why. Shahin Asuyim Pas, the lifton ke'echad. We have not come across the word lifton yet. Lefet. What does it mean? Le-pas. Le-pas. Lifton. Lefet. Something that is normally accompanying the bread. And again, the assumption always was that the mate lechem, the staff of life, always in the meal is what? You know, we're not used to that anymore. The bread was always the ikar. So the main thing, the main food that accompanies the bread is the lifton. So that's the lashon here. Pas the lifton ke'echad. The lifton is the basar, or the dogim, or the gvina, or the yirakos, is ke'echad with the pas. What does ke'echad mean? You baked it together, and then you're eating it together.
The calzone.
The calzone, right, the calzone. Exactly, right, calzone. It's calzone. We always have it with cheese, but the Goyim probably have it with meat too. Right.
Meat
so this
and
is
cheese.
Meat and cheese. Right, right. So that's takir calzone. This is a calzone. All right. Ad kan l'shom l'shom b'piske halachos l'maseches brachos. V'muva gam kein b'shilte ha'giborim. So you see, what's the Mishnah Brura doing here? He's bringing rayas to the way he, the Mishnah Brura, understood the Mechaber. So he just brought a raya, first of all, from the Riaz. And now he goes from the Shulte HaGiborim. V'ramas l'zeh ha'magen Avraham. Okay, the two other achronim also seems to say the same thing. U'delo k'hataz. The taz seems to disagree. B'havonas din zeh. Sh'svirulei, the hakavona dafka b'dekava. No, the taz learns sifyud zayin. It's very strange, but the taz learns sifyud zayin. You know what the Mechaber means that you make a motzi and pashtita? When? If you kovei a suda, says the Taz. I would ask the Taz, why does the Mechaber have to put it in a separate sif? Right? And almost, what? How many sifim? 10 sifim after he has the din of Passover Bekistan. But anyway, that's what the Taz says. And in fact, there are a lot of achronim who agree with the Taz. Okay, that they don't make. That they don't need it l'reyavon. That, you know, in other words, that, remember, the difference is the Mishnah Brewer is saying afilu with the low cover, you would make a hamotzi.
Right,
the Taz is saying no. If you kovei a suda on a pashtita on a meat pie, then you make a hamotzi. But if you're not quantitatively kovei a suda, then you would not make a hamotzi. That's what the Taz is saying.
So what does the Mishnah Brewer find fault in that?
Well, that's what he's going to say right now. Umevi and Raya the Devrayim Misefer HaTanya Shekosav came behedya. Okay, the Tanya, I don't know which Tanya this is. Steve, don't tell anybody, but it's, here's my ignorance. I didn't think the Tanya was halachic safer. Unless they use, you know, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav obviously was written by the Bala Tanya. I know, I'm just saying, unless for some reason Chafetz Chaim refers to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which always is quoted on halachic issues, right? Which is the same mechaber as the Bala Tanya. So I don't know who the Sefer Tanya is. Maybe it's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. So what does the Mishnah Brewer do? He goes to the Makar, to the source, and he wants to see the Raya that everybody brings from the Sefer HaTanya. The Afa Mechaber Modul L'Divrei Hataz, the Milui Basar Havi Kamo Milui Peros. That really, even the Mechaber agrees that the fillings are the same, meat or fruit. For rak the mechaber mayre b'shahaya asui k'ein stam lechem sh'asui l'sfala. That what? That the dough was made for purposes of svia. And what does that mean, that the dough was made for purposes of svia? There were no additives. It's like our pizza, quite frankly. They don't add anything into that dough. It's water, right? Okay, a regular Passover b'kisnin, I guess you add things also into the dough. All right. Here, you don't add anything into the dough. So the point is, obviously it's made. So he's adding something we haven't said before. How is it made? Why do you make a meat pie? You don't make a meat pie so people can snack on it, or that people can eat it for dessert. You make enochinami. That's why we said if you serve little slices of pizza sometimes as an hors d'oeuvre, that taka is not this din. That would be Passover Kistan, correct. And that they walk around sometimes. Nothing wrong with taking a little piece and you make a mizonos on it. Exactly. So right, he's adding here how it's made. Also goes into the formula and the equation of deciding what kind of a bracha you should make. And the other way around also, things that are made for dessert, it's very obvious that they're made for dessert. See, now the Mishnah Brewer is going back to his original Raya, and he's emphasizing the Lashon of Asuyin, how they are made. So in addition to the ingredients, in addition to how you eat it, how it's made plays a very important role. Wrote Salomar, the Chashiv HaBasav HaDagim Shemamula B'socha Kabosh Ocha Lechem Im Basav HaDagim, which is what we said before. Hovel Shalechem Zeh Asuy L'Kfi Asuda V'lav L'Kinuach. Ochein, however, now the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim says, Im Asuyin Rekikim Ketanim U'me'urav Behem Pesisim Shel Basar. Now here you can have dough, Isa, with basar, but you're going to make a mezonos on it. V'nikar she'ein asuyim rak l'kinuach achar hasuda. And it's something that you... Okay, we have examples of appetizers like this. I don't know if you can think of an example of kinuach, but if you can, if you have little, you know, rakikin with meat, it's dough with meat, but it's eaten for dessert, okay? So, dino mamash kipas shemor v'peros v'shar mine masika. De'enu v'varach aliyam v'motri b'rikot basam b'delo kava. Okay, v'korif v'enai de'bahachi mari v'hatani de'pasik de'havi kipas kisnin. Okay, so what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that maybe the Taz is not really saying differently than a Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber to be referring to a Pashtita, that it's clearly made L'Reyavon. It's made that way, and it's eaten that way. So in the cases of pizza, the way we discussed today, it's usually eaten that way. And it's made in such a way that people, as opposed to little slices of pizza, it's a perfect example. How it's made clearly tells you if this is just for an appetizer or if it's for a meal, okay? So at the end of the day, I saw in the Article Bracha book that on meat pies, on Pashtita, he quotes Rav El Yashiv as saying that you should make a Boribina in Mizonos. And it's based on this Taz. And lo yoradati lo omko shel davar. I don't understand why, unless he's understanding, but it's not the way the Mishnah Berurah learns this, and it's not the way it's laid out. Again, the fact that the Mechaber puts in a separate sif, 10 sifim later, you know. So, you know, again, maybe Rabbi Yashiv is referring to a situation where you don't have a pashtita that's made for a meal. But if something that's normally eaten for a meal, like pizza, interesting, he said Rabbi Yosha's din by pashtita. He didn't say it by pizza, all right? But by pashtita, Rabbi Yosha said you'd make a mizonos unless you were koveya suda. What does koveya suda mean? Quantitatively. But if you eat less than the shear of quantity, you would only make the mizonos. What other example do we have? So just to sum up, it's clear on pizza, you get it for a meal, you have to make a motzi and everything. You have these little pieces. I think it's clear you make a mizonos. Let's say on a motzoi Shabbos, you know, it's a malava malka, and it's, you know, on a short Shabbos, and we ate shalosh shudas at 3:30 or at 4 o'clock, comes 9 o'clock at night, you're hungry, right? And you're going to have a slice of pizza. So that's a tough thing, because sometimes you're eating it l'rayavon. On the other hand, if Shabbos was over at 8:30 and your chalice should have said 7:30, and now at 10 o'clock, you go and you have a slice of pizza after you heard a shiur. See, 20 years ago I would have said differently, but tonight we have, today we have shiurim, motzoi Shabbos, and tinek, Baruch Hashem. So after the, what?
It doesn't have to be a short movie anyway.
Well, anyway, so you come at 10 o'clock, and for social reasons, you sit down, you have a slice of pizza. Could be that there you would make a mizonos. I'm not sure about that case. You know, really not sure. Maybe there you would make a mizonos. Okay? But, you know,
when we were in college, nobody made MOC on one slice.
Well, maybe you came in late. We talked about Moshe's Psak. Oh. So I refer you to the internet, Amir Tashem. Okay? Now you missed a key component. There was a transition. Here we see how halacha doesn't change. Halacha is applied differently to changing circumstances. This is a perfect example. So we talked about it. Things change on how it was in our day.
All right, example.
Right, so I want to ask you, can you think of a thing? So pizza is again, normally eaten in the Rayavan. What about pashtita? Do we, in our society, we don't really have calzones, but they're not, I don't know, it's not common. A meat pie, something other than pizza that's normally eaten as a meal, a Rayavan.
Yeah, the side dish.
We always have as a side dish. In our society, we don't have that, right?
That's correct.
Right, we don't have it as a main.
Pizza
we have as a main. I couldn't think of pashtita, I don't know.
That's maybe one of the reasons of...
You mean Rav El Yashiv? Okay, maybe.
In England, you would find meat pie to be a main.
Okay, so maybe, right. So maybe that's...
Myra makes it.
Okay, here we go. She English? Okay, so you have meat pie. And what do you put in? You put just meats? Meat and vegetable or just meat?
Meat.
Meat, okay.
Sweeney Todd.
Okay. Do you have a halacha lamaisa thing?
Main course.
What? Again, that's not our halacha. We did not learn that tonight. What is shawarma and a pita? That's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Taking rye bread and put, it's like a bologna sandwich on rye.
It wasn't cooked.
Right? Remember, the bread was became an etan or became pas gomer. Right?
Final thing, talking, this is a real question. You go to the smorgasbord,
right,
and they cut up these little squares of real bread. And you're standing in line to get the little corned beef on.
Right, so real bread.
Real bread, real sandwich.
Forget
it.
No, real. We said, Artur, I heard the question. I heard the question.
Okay.
You have to be marich. I know what. I know what you're talking
about. Okay.
Real bread. We said already. Real bread. Even on a mashu, you make a motzi. Even these little things. It's real bread. So that's you know, it's not. It's not cooked in the oven together with that.
Somebody has something else in mind.
Yeah.
Because here the ikar is not the bread. Bread you're eating it because it's very salty.
So the case in the Mishnah, I hear the question also. The case in the Mishnah is, it's the Mishnah talks about it already. If you eat dog malua in pas, what bracha do you make?
Shahakol.
Because the only, but the Mishnah, the Gemara explains, because the only reason that you're eating the bread is to take care of the very salty and, I'm told that our herring today, we don't know what real herring is. The real salty herring was much saltier. So la hafik tamo, to what's the chemical word?
The
chemical.
Right.
Not to
neutralize.
Neutralize. Thank you. To neutralize the maluach aspect of the dog. That's why you have bread. So there, you don't even make, you don't make a bracha because it's not, it's tafel. Right,
because,
but I don't think that's the case in this.
As far as I eat it, I wouldn't eat.
What is the so interesting. So
see,
why do they serve the bread? Only the bread is literally there, is like a holder, like
correct.
A corn in the cob. You put in the thing. So there, if the bread really you're not interested in the bread, and it's only there as a holder, you would also only make a shahakal and the corned beef. Okay, but again, that's only
you have to wash. You wouldn't have to wash anything.
On a shahakal, you don't have to wash. You're not even making a bracha on the bread. But again, you have to, you know, determine honestly that, and it's possible, you know, you want the corned beef. The bread is irrelevant to you, but, you know, it's, I don't want to say, you know, you don't walk around with corned beef in your hand.
Wait.
So you'll use
a
piece of hand.
Never heard of this thing.
They don't have plates there.
This thing's called
plate. So you could put
fingerboard.
So the reason why he eats it on the bread, in my opinion, you put that little square of bread because meat alone, very few people eat meat alone, you always have to have a little bread with it.
So then already, you're eating the bread.
You're making all these assumptions.
Then you have to wash. Then you have to wash and make a motzi.
You know, maybe in Mexico, you see.
Not
America.
Okay.